Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota Democrats are cheering the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down the Trump administration's tariffs. Senator Amy Klobuchar said in a statement, "The Supreme Court finally affirmed what I've been saying for a year. President Trump's reckless tariffs, which are costing families, farmers, and small businesses, are illegal." Congresswoman Angie Craig said tariffs have wreaked havoc on the American economy by driving up the price of everyday goods for hardworking Americans and businesses. GOP Congressman Tom Emmer said on social media, "President Trump and House Republicans will continue to fight for our nation's farmers, manufacturers, and workers through the president's America First agenda." The Stop the Welfare for the Wealthy Act in the Minnesota House is intended to make sure that SNAP funding that's supposed to help Minnesotans in need does not go to people trying to cheat the system. Republican Representative Pam Altendorf of Red Wing says,
"I think as Minnesotans are struggling all across the state with seeing wasted tax dollars and struggling themselves, they just are wondering, where are the checks and balances in our state? And this is such a good bill that it's going to provide that moving forward."
One in every 13 Minnesotans received SNAP benefits last year. The University of Minnesota is looking at how delaying high school start times may benefit students. School of Public Health researcher Kayla Johnson says changes need to be made to support teens' sleep and physical activity.
There's a really concerning downward trend in sleep among teens over the last few decades, and it's just getting worse. And adjusting school start times isn't just a convenience for tired kids. It really is a public health tool.
A new study found that the more sleep teens got, the more physical activity they took part in. And the Minnesota Timberwolves returned from the All-Star break tonight with a home game against the Mavericks. Minnesotans from across the state travel to the girls' state hockey tournament every year. Jamie Lucky Hendrickson of Visit St. Paul says the tournaments are a boost for local businesses.
When someone comes and stays in a hotel, it's not just the hotel. It's all their meals out. It's attractions they're visiting, the shops. So it is. It's a huge impact to be able to bring people here, you know, for an event and then have them stay and spend their time and their money here.
Hendrickson says it's fun to see all the hockey fans dressed in their team colors in downtown St. Paul. The semifinals of the girls' hockey tournament are being played today at Grand Casino Arena. And the U.S. men's hockey team plays Slovakia today in the Olympic semifinals in Milan. The winner advances to the gold medal game on Sunday. Wild defenseman Quinn Hughes scored the game-winning goal in Team USA's 2-1 quarterfinal victory over Sweden. This is MNN.